And welcome back, everybody, to a special edition breaking news True Bayou Sports Media Primetime, where we are covering one of the largest LSU transfer portal gets ever during the Brian Kelly era. They land Houston safety AJ Halsey, and we'll be talking about it on this episode of Primetime. All right, and if you can't tell, I'm very excited. This is a major get for the Tigers. Not exactly like it wasn't in the possibility range, but to see this coming in so late at night, news broke around 10 p.m. here, to understand the impact that AJ Halsey will have on the LSU Tigers goes beyond just the fact that you're now reassuring the safety position. This is true masterclass work by Corey Raymond in the portal over this offseason, which now secures LSU back into DBU category level of player recruitment, back to DBU categories level of hard-hitting football players. This is what we've been looking for in all these years post-2019, where it seems like the defense, particularly the secondary, is struggling, never quite able to get over that hump that may lie in the road if it's the inability to tackle, the inability to find coverage breaks. This is a player that can get you right back where you want to be, and when you pair him with the other major contributors that the LSU Tigers have put together, 2025 is looking like it's going to be a very special season, and we're going to go over some of the quick details here. First of all, a tackling machine, a true tackling machine. You look at his career so far, 259 total tackles to go along with 7 interceptions. By the way, during those 7 interceptions, averaging 17.4 yards off the jump. That is an incredible overall just opportunity. And when you look at how this has all stacked up last year, top level performance in Big 12 play for the Houston Cougars. First overall, all team Big 12. And this is where you look at this player and you see how he will fit in with the other pieces that have come in the LSU secondary. We're going to start off, of course, with the freshman DJ Pickett, a major get in the actual recruiting cycle. Then you go into Ashton Stamps and Taviano, both there coming back as juniors. You have Deshaun Spears as a sophomore, and just not to mention some of the other great players as well. Mansur Delaney, you have some Joel Rogers, of course, another freshman who, you know, redshirt, of course, could be coming in and playing another major role in the safety realm. This is a team that is now put together to do major things. And you look at the schedule, how it's going to play out. Look, LSU is not necessarily facing the toughest start in the world. You do have to go to Clemson. Don't get me wrong, that's going to be a major play. But now that you have your defense as potentially the leading side of the ball going into week one, man, that is going to be major. And of course, we'll see more as camp gets closer. We'll know more at that time. And this is not to overreact in the first initial move here. But you think back real quick. You just think, has LSU truly made the most of losing out on Bryce Underwood? You know, you take a look at where all of that NIL money would have gone. All of those resources would have been so focused into one player. Not to say that he doesn't have the potential to be great, but you look at the amount of talent that this particular staff has now pulled out of the recruitment portal. Particularly, you look at, again, a DJ Pickett. You look at some of the other ones. You look at, again, reinforcing the roster is some of the most important things here that have been done during this cycle of the transfer portal. And now to know that essentially, based on what we've learned, you know, talking post-spring game, so forth and so on, Brian Kelly feels very confident in this roster. This means that this is the group that's going to most likely be coming into August. And, you know, wow, it is such a unique feeling to know that Corey Raymond, again, has reignited the DBU flame at LSU. Now, of course, we don't want to jump the gun. We don't want to be too speculative because we know that it doesn't take much for this thing to go off the rails. But if this isn't putting yourself in the best position, again, it's not the most difficult schedule to start the year, but you go on the road to Clemson, and then you got 3 consecutive home games, one of those being the Florida Gators. So let's not overlook that. But hey, other than that, Louisiana Tech, Southeastern, easy dubs at home. I think this is going to be a great opportunity for LSU to get ready before they hit some of the heavier hitting offensive firepower in their schedule, like Ole Miss, and then, of course, other players like South Carolina and Texas A&M. This has been a very special episode where we're coming to you with breaking news, covering some of the major moves that are happening as they go down. And of course, if you want to be there for the next time that we have this opportunity to share with you the best in breaking news, please don't forget, subscribe if you're over on YouTube, hit the follow everywhere else. If you're on the podcast side, thank you so much. Don't forget to continue to follow, rate the podcast over there. We appreciate your support. And again, from True Bayou Sports Media, this has been a special breaking news edition of True Bayou Sports Media Primetime. This has been a True Bayou Media production. This show is for entertainment purposes only and does not render legal or financial advice. Remember to bet responsibly. Distribution of this podcast is prohibited without the express written consent of True Bayou Media or its subsidiaries. Thanks for being true by us. We can't wait until next time we keep it true by you.